The next patient is Mary McClellan. The last name is MCCLALLAND. This is a clinical case of a 76-year-old white female that is following the practice because of CKD stage 4 going into stage 5. Period. This patient has evidence of hyperechogenicity of the kidneys in the ultrasound that is highly suggestive of chronic kidney disease. The underlying disease is probably a combination of diabetes and hypertension along with the aging process. The latest laboratory workup that was done on April the 19th of 2024 shows that the creatinine is 4, the BUN is 42, the glucose is 111, and the estimated GFR is 10. In the serum electrolytes, the sodium 140, potassium 4.2, chloride 106, and CO2 is 18. The patient is asymptomatic. The protein creatinine ratio is 680 milligrams per gram of creatinine. The uric acid is within normal range. In summary, this patient is deteriorating significantly. She hasn't gone back to the cancer center for the infusions of the iron and the administration of Procrit, and she is encouraged to call and let them know that she needs a closer follow-up. The schedule one is at the end of May. Number two, diabetes mellitus that has been under control. Number three, anemia that is related to chronic disease, chronic kidney disease. Following number, hyperuricemia that is under control, 2.9 milligrams per cent. Following number, chronic obstructive pulmonary disease, there is no evidence of deterioration, no shortness of breath, no cough, no sputum production. Following number, hyperlipidemia that is under control. Following number, gastroesophageal reflux disease that is asymptomatic. Following number, arterial hypertension. And following number, this patient has vitamin D deficiency on supplementation. It is clear that this patient needs a renal replacement therapy. However, she is completely asymptomatic. Her sister, who was an end-stage renal disease patient, was under her care, and she saw the ups and downs related to hemodialysis, and she doesn't want to consider a modalities of therapy and education at the present time. However, I gave her my personal phone number with the idea of giving directions whenever she gets decompensated. We know that this patient is going to end up in dialysis, and I made this clear to this fact to this patient. Reevaluation in 7 weeks.